Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. We mentioned that someone who's deaf or he's mute, just one or the other, so he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha, because he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Now, Fopi, can he's potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Ask the Gemara, why is that? He's chayiv in Simcha, we understand, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Why is he potter from Re'iyah? So says the Gemara, because the Indian Re'iyah, Gamar Re'iyah, Re'iyah, Mehaka. We learn how the Gezer Shava of Re'iyah, Re'iyah from Hakel and his potter. Dechsev, it says, by Hakel, Hakel asa'am va'nashim va'nashim va'atav, uksiv bevoy kal Yisrael le'rois. It says a lashon of Re'iyah. So just like by Hakel, a Cheresh and a Ilem, a deaf and a mute, they're potter from Hakel, so too they're potter from Re'iyah. V'hasamin alan, by Hakel, how do we know that they're potter? Dechsev, l'man yishmu, l'man yilmadu. It says that everyone in Klai Yisrael should go to hear the king reading from the Sefer Torah. So that they should hear, it's that they should learn. We learned in the Braisa that Laman Yishmu Pratla Medaber Veinu Shemeya. It says that they should hear, that's coming to exclude someone who's deaf. Laman Yilmadu Pratla Shemeya Veinu Medaber. So they should learn, is coming to exclude someone who's mute. Ask the Gemara, why would that exclude someone who's mute? Lameimer dechiloi mishtoi legamar, just because a person can't talk, so we can't learn. Vahanu trei il me dava bishivuse de Rebbe. There were two mutes that were in Rebbe's neighborhood. Bnei Barti de Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada, v'amila bnei achse de Rabbi Yechon. They were either his grandchildren or his nephews. They call emas to have a ayel Rebbe lebe midrasha. And every time Rebbe would go to the base medrash, habu ayli v'yasui kamayu, they would go in. And they would sit in front of him. Umenaydi bereshayu, merachshim sifsasayu. They would shake their heads, move their lips. Uboi Rebbe rachmi alayu, Rebbe daven for them, v'itasu, and they got healed. They knew everything. They knew Kol Torah Kula. You see, even though they were mute, they were able to learn. So how could Laman Yishmu come to exclude someone who's mute? The way to read the pasuk is not Laman Yilmadu, so that they should learn, rather it's Laman Yilamedu, so that they should teach. And that's what the Braisa is saying. Since the pasuk says that they should go, so they should learn, and then Laman Yilamedu, they should go teach it. A mute is unable to teach, he can't give a shir, he can't talk, so therefore he's potter from the mitzvah of Hakel, but Mela also from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi brings a raya, he says, Vadi Laman Yilamedu, for sure that's the meaning of the pasuk, it's Laman Yilamedu. Diisal Kadaitach Laman Yilmedu, if you would say like that we originally thought, that it means to learn, Vekevendulay Mishtoyloy Gamar, and that the person who can't talk, he's unable to learn, Vekevendulay Shamaloy Gamar, and then for sure, if a person can't hear, he can't learn. But we said before that we learn out from Laman Yishmu. It would come out that we have no need for Laman Yishmu. Of course, the pasuk must mean Laman Yilamedu. So Laman Yishmu is coming to exclude someone who's deaf, and Laman Yilamedu is coming to exclude someone who's mute. Rav Tanchum says that Cheresh ba'aznei achas pata min ri'iyah, someone who's deaf in one ear, he's pata from the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Shenemar, as it says behakel, it says ba'aznehem, that they should go and hear it, the king reading from the Sefer Torah, in their ears. Blush and rabbim, two ears. So it's coming to teach us that if someone's deaf in one ear, he's pata. Ask the Gemara, v'hai ba'aznehem iboile ba'aznehem dekula Yisrael. That teaches us that everyone in Klal Yisrael is supposed to be there. It's not extra. No, says the Gemara, whom we nega Klal Yisrael nafka. That I already learned out from the words in the pasuk that say that the king reads the Sefer Torah in front of all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no, he may nega Klal Yisrael, have a mina afu gavdol ishami. I might think that then people in Klal Yisrael, they could stand very far away, to the point that they're unable to hear, but since they're there, that's the mitzvah. Kazav rachmane ba'azneim v'udashami, and that's why the Torah says ba'azneim, that no, you have to stand in the distance that you're able to hear. And azneim is not extra to teach mi'cheresh ba'aznei achas. Says the Gemara, it is. Because ahu mi'laman yishmu nafka. The fact that a person has to stand at a distance that he could hear, I learned out already from Laman Yishmu. So Baznayim is extra. It's coming to teach me that the person has to hear with both of his ears, and if he's deaf in one ear, he's potter from Hakel, Mimela also from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And I'm Rav Tanchum said another halacha, that Chiga Baragli Achas potter min Re'iyah, someone who's crippled in one leg, one of his legs don't function properly, so he's potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Regalim, it's Lashon Rabbim, he has to have 2 feet. As the Gemara of Haragalim Ibayle Prala Bale Kavin, it's coming to exclude someone who doesn't even have a second leg. He's missing a leg. He has a prosthetic leg. Says the Gemara, no, who mi pa'amim nafka? That I know from pa'amim, which is also a lashon of legs. That teaches me that Bale Kavin are potter, and Golem teaches me that a chiger baragli achas is pater. And how do I know that pa'amim is a lashon of legs? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that pa'amim ain't pa'amim el regalim, pa'amim reglayim, pa'amim is a lashon of legs. V'chinu aimer, like the pasuk says, termisena rago raglioni pa'ami dalim. You see, pa'amim in the pasuk is in the context of legs. V'aimer, another makar for this is that which the pasuk says, ma'yafu fa'amayich b'na'alim basnadiv. Also, the word pa'amim is being used in the context of legs. And Darish Rava Rav explained that ma'idich siv ma'yafu pa'amayich b'na'alim basnadiv. What's the meaning of this pasuk? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisrael, and he's saying, "Kamenoin raglein shal Yisrael, how nice are the feet of Klal Yisrael." B'shasha oilin l'rega, when they're being oilin l'rega. Bas Nadiv means bita shal Avram Avinu shenikra Nadiv, means the daughters of Avram Avinu who's called Nadiv. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nadive amim nesafu am Elokei Avram, that all the geirim in the Lasad Lavi, they're going to gather together and they're called Elokei am Elokei Avram, the nation of the God of Avram. Ask the Gemara, Elokei Avram v'lo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. It's only the God of Avram and not Yitzchak and Yaakov. Elokei Avram she'etchila legeirim. They're associated with Avram Avinu because he was the first geir. Akapanim, you see that Nadive amim is referring to geirim, is a reference also to Avram Avinu who was the first geir. Number of Kahana, Darish of Nasan Bar Menyumi, Mishum Rabbi Tanchum, another Memra from Rav Tanchum, this one not really related to the Mitzvah of Riyah or Hakel, but another Memra from Rav Tanchum, my Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, Vahabo Reik Ein Bayimayim, that Yosef was thrown into the pit. It says that the pit was empty, there was no water. Mimashmash and Emmer Vahabo Reik Ein Yodeash Ein Bayimayim, once the Pasuk says it was empty, so obviously there was no water, it says it was empty. Elamayim Ein Bay, Aval Nechashim Vakravim Yeshbay. The Pasuk's telling us that it was only empty from water, but there were snakes and scorpions. There were nechashim v'akravim. It was reik only from mayim, but there were nechashim v'akravim.